Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of April 25th. My name is Josie and I'm your phonologist for the week. Monday brought us our first soaking rain of spring, followed by some warming weather. On the 28th in Duluth, Ezra noticed that it was very damp outside. Worms were crawling around on the sidewalks and driveways. On the 27th, Ezra noticed that almost his entire backyard was covered in green grass and there was no snow left in it or the front yard. Field sparrows were singing on Saturday the 25th. They start slow and their song gets faster at the end. White-throated sparrows were also appearing at seed feeders on Saturday. On Saturday the 25th, Bailey and her brothers saw three mourning doves. The first bluebirds arrived back in the Northland on Wednesday the 29th. On the 29th, Elliot saw a big bald eagle fly above him while at his dad's office on Rice Lake Road. They are daily sight now as they migrate north. Spring peepers were heard Sunday night the 26th with their loud high-pitched peep, and the wood frogs too have been calling. Their egg masses are seen in the water in ponds and roadside ditches this week. Morning cloak butterflies are out and flying. They are easily identified with their dark brown color and creamy white wing borders. Bumblebees responded to the 50s temperatures and are buzzing through yards too. There are so many rabbits outside. Regan's brother has set live traps to catch them. They have been eating all the extra fruits and vegetables that were set out for them. Also, we can see so many winter tunnels like a maze in the grass since the snow is gone. This seems like a good year for them. They are all over. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week. Go out and explore and be observant.